You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. National Volunteers Week is a time to celebrate the contributions of volunteers across the UK. Now from RNIB's Volunteer Advisory Council, I'm joined by Lisa Faulks-Arnold and Amanda Foster. Welcome in both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amanda, RNIB volunteers do vital work every day to support the charity. Can you explain the role of the Volunteer Advisory Council and the difference it makes to volunteers?
The Advisory Council sort of advise the different sort of teams in the actual meeting itself, and it also gives people the opportunity to, you know, speak at sort of conferences and different sort of other events as well, and it gives people loads of opportunities, you know, to sort of do other events as well, you know, and just get involved in just whatever they can.
And why do you think it's needed? Why does RNIB need a Volunteer Advisory Council?
I feel it's needed because it just gives the staff another perspective, and it just means that it's sort of, you know, we sort of give, you know, advice to them, you know, about different things. I mean, it's not always constructive criticism, and I think actually from what I've heard as well, the staff get quite a lot of out of it as well.
Well, Amanda, you're coming to the end of your two-year term as chair of the Volunteer Advisory Council. What was involved in your role?
I had to help plan the meetings and the agendas for the advisory council, and I had to sort of meet the people that were either leaving or joining, you know, the council, because it's a rolling membership. So I had to sort of do that as well, and just any other thing that sort of came up, really.
And Lisa, you'll be stepping into that role of chair. Why did you want to get involved and take on the role?
Well, I have a long history with volunteering, and I think it's vitally important to RNIB. Obviously, we couldn't do the work that we do without it, without the volunteers. They make up a huge number, many more than we have paid staff. So I wanted the opportunity to get involved so that I can help increase the visibility of volunteers within RNIB, and help people, staff and our customers understand the importance of volunteering to RNIB.
And Amanda, is there a piece of work that you've undertaken in the last 2 years that you've been most proud of?
I think the stuff about the well-being, we did, you know, quite a bit sort of on well-being, you know, for volunteers, because I think it's something that's really important, you know, and so I felt that was really a thing that I sort of enjoyed doing. But I think on the whole, sort of, but I enjoy learning about the different things that's actually going on in the RNIB and just learning about sort of all the different events and different things. I mean, even sort of the strategy, you know, learning a bit about that was actually quite interesting, I thought.
And Amanda, you also volunteer outside of your work with RNIB. What has volunteering given you?
It's given me confidence to sort of do other volunteering. And it's also given me a chance to meet, whether in person or online, different people. And it gives me a sense of sort of well-being. You know, just, you know, I really enjoy volunteering for the RNIB.
And Lisa, you've worked for RNIB in the past. Do you think that will give you a different perspective on the VAC?
I think it definitely will, because I've got an understanding of the backgrounds of how we recruit and use volunteers at RNIB, and how we integrate them into our culture and into our work. So I also understand the importance of, you know, how much we need the volunteers to be able to get the work done that RNIB is trying to do.
And Lisa, how can RNIB volunteers take part in the Volunteer Advisory Council, and what's expected of them?
The Volunteer Advisory Council meets 4 times per year. We have kind of a rolling membership, meaning that people come and go at different times. It's a 2-year commitment, but it's set up so that various people come in and leave every year, so that we have a more consistent membership that way. It's never an all new group. There are always people that have been there for a bit. So I'm just coming to the end of my 2-year term, but because I'm taking on the chairpersonship, I will do that for another couple of years before I'll rotate off. Once you've been off for a while, a few years, you can come back in. what happens when we've got, when it comes to the time of year when we recruit new people, is that we send out information to all volunteers via the volunteer newsletter and through their volunteer managers, asking for volunteers that are willing to be on the council, explaining a little bit about the work that we try to do. We gather names that way, and there are interviews and so on, and we bring people in that way.
What's your experience been like, Lisa, over the past 2 years of being part of the council?
It's been great that we've got a lot of attention with and time with the upper management of RNIB, the CEO and the various members of the executive team come and speak with us and listen to our concerns and ideas and so on. So that's really great because we do get a lot of visibility. We're also able to take part in various other initiatives. So, for instance, this past year, I've been able to be involved in kind of an overview of RNIB volunteering, where are the strengths, where are the weaknesses, what can we do to increase the visibility, any changes we need to make, and that sort of thing. So that's been a really great experience working with other volunteers as well as members of staff on that initiative.
And Lisa, has Amanda given you any advice ahead of starting your new role?
Amanda's not given me so much advice as she's been a really good role model, watching how she does things in the meetings and things like that. So it's really given me, watching her at work has given me a good idea of how things should be. She's been a great chairperson, and she'll be, I think, hard to follow up, but I'll do my best, based on the experience that she's had and what I've seen her do.
Amanda, if someone's listening and might be interested in becoming a volunteer for RNIB, what would you say to them?
I would say that absolutely, become a volunteer, because, like I say, it's a really brilliant experience getting to work with the volunteers and the staff as well. I would say that if anybody does want to become a volunteer, then absolutely, definitely, I would definitely encourage you to do that.
Well, for more information on volunteering with RNIB, you can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999 or visit the website rnib.org.uk/volunteering. From RNIB's Volunteer Advisory Council, Lisa Fox-Arnold and Amanda Foster, thanks very much for all of the work that you do for RNIB and for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.